Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meanwhile, the Penguins had a good night against the Boston Bruins and snapped their win streak. They haven't lost since January. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about that in a few minutes. And right out in front of PPG Arena, the old site of the Civic Arena, it was announced late last week that finally the redevelopment will begin. And joining us is the Executive Vice President, Northeast Director of CBRE, Herky Pollack, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning, Herky.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. And while this isn't your development there, you kind of have a good thumb on all the action in and around town. And this is a major, finally, a big announcement. CEO David Morehouse of the Penguins president, announced their plans for that 28 acres. So in a nutshell, what are we going to see?
Well, as I say, good things come to those who wait, and this is truly an example of that. So the arena project, which is 28 acres, encompassing the land around the arena just east of downtown, will become a true mixed-use development with retail, office, entertainment, and hotel. And all of that bodes extremely well for that development and also the growth of downtown once again.
And 250 apartments, and we're just bursting at the seams now for people's demand to live in and around the city.
It's interesting you point that out, because when I started my career, approximately 3,000 people lived downtown, and now we're approaching 20,000 people. So it's truly becoming a neighborhood. And as you think about our growth as a city, our downtown is much more vital and vibrant than it's ever been before. And when you layer on the new development that we're about to see in the next 24 months, it'll be unrecognizable.
And this will finally, after all these years, link the Hill District with downtown, which was separated when they took that land to build the Civic Arena in the first place.
Correct. And it's also one step closer to linking downtown with Oakland, which in fact will make it even a larger central business district, because obviously if you combine downtown and Oakland, those are our major generators in Pittsburgh, the hospitals, the universities, and downtown, the high tech and financial services. All of those units working together bodes very well for our progress.
Do they have any plans, Herc, for connecting the city in Oakland? In other words, something to go through there that could get people back and forth quicker than the currently exists with just Port Authority buses?
They do, and County Executive Fitzgerald and Mayor Peduto have been working for a couple of years now on a BRT project, which will be a rapid transit project which connects Oakland and downtown. That truly will enable people to stop driving. It'll connect it even easier. You'll have a very short trip from downtown to Oakland, and you combine all those people who work there into one cohesive unit, and that's really a successful project that hopefully will come to fruition.
But there are, outside of this, and it is a major deal at the old Civic Arena site, and that'll begin in the fall, there are many other areas that are under construction or soon will be for expansion.
Absolutely, and I think, write this down, 2020 perhaps will be the largest and most successful development year in Pittsburgh's history. And that's a very bold prediction. But let me just go through a few of them to tell you what's going on. In addition to 28 acres at the arena, which will have residential and an entertainment venue and a bowling venue, we're also going to have the produce terminal in the Strip District done by McCafferty, the redevelopment of Station Square done by Forest City and Brookfield. We're going to have the North Shore with the Steelers, Pirates, and Continental adding two new projects. And then we're going to have the redevelopment of Southside Works. And if you think a little further out from that, the Esplanade on the North Shore by Millcraft promises to be the most successful of all of that with their $800 million project, which will be a lagoon and a Ferris wheel and great entertainment for all. And what's happening is we're now seeing for the first time ever large-scale entertainment projects embarking upon the downtown corridor with entertainment, food, residential, hotel, all mixed into one, And that combination is lethal for the success of Pittsburgh going forward. It's really going to be a tremendous opportunity for us in the future.
Exciting times here, Herky, and appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure, Larry. It's great to catch up, and I look forward to seeing you more next year at all these groundbreakings.
Well, you're busy. Yeah, absolutely. He carries a big pair of scissors. Herky Pollack, Executive Vice President, Northeast Director of CBRE, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.